discussing the question of a husband coming home and being motzi his wife in kiddush. Lav dafka husband and wife, but that's usually the case. It's the question of if a man already davened ma'ariv, so according to the Magen Avraham, he's fulfilled his mitzvah min haTorah of kiddush, and a woman also is chayiv in kiddush min haTorah. So the husband's only chayiv midrabanan. The wife's still chayiv in kiddush min haTorah. So how could he go ahead and make kiddush, which is the minhag ha'olam in the world? That even though maybe more women daven ma'ariv today than hundreds of years ago, but still most don't, I would say. So that was the question of the Dogel Maravava. He just answers. He said, based on this, therefore you should tell your wife to daven ma'ariv. And even though she doesn't daven all week long, but he recommends that she daven ma'ariv Friday night. So when she makes the bracha makadish for Shabbos, she fulfills her mitzvah and her Torah of kiddush. Therefore, you're both chayav midrabanan, and so you're equal. So therefore, that was his response. Well, others give different. There's the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says different. We know we have a principle in the Gemara. Actually, it's a debate in the Gemara. Whether mitzvahs srichas kavana, whether mitzvahs require intent. So what do you mean there's a machokas? I mean someone says you don't need to have kavana? So of course it's a post facto machokas. Everyone agrees before you're about to do the mitzvah you should have kavana. Like it's a legal question. If I did the mitzvah without the requisite kavana, do I have to repeat the mitzvah? That's the question. So we basically paskin on the mitzvah min haTorah. We say mitzvah srichas kavana, and then you might have to go back if you don't. But if on a mitzvah derabanan, we're more lenient. We post facto, we'll go with mitzvah ein srichas kavana. So the Chasam Sofer writes the mitzvah of kiddush zochar shom haShabbos kakacho. Certainly, the kiddush bedvarim, according to everybody, is a mitzvah min haTorah. So he says, I say most people don't even know to not think about it because they're not thinking about it to begin with. But he writes that one should have negative kavana when they davening Friday night Shmon Esrei, in order to have the mitzvah of biyotze, the mitzvah of tefillah, but don't have the mind to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush. So to fulfill your mitzvah in haTorah, you need kavana. So if you don't have kavana, you're not yotze. So he says, "Do you not?"
Well, what's the purpose of saying it otherwise?
No, you're saying it for davening. What's the purpose of what?
Well, I mean,
why would you put it in davening
if it wasn't to fulfill that function?
Furthermore, then you're being mevatel this at hiskinua betfila.
Well, that's going to be the prima gundant taina, assuming you accept that that was a takana. But
it definitely was a takana, no?
No, that they.
But
no, the pashas, they put it in davening because that's a mitzvah. That's the text of the Shmon Esrei. Nothing to do with kiddush. It's the pashas. It wasn't the minchas chinuch was one of the few the first come up with the kasha. But I'm just saying what it's saying is, what did you put? Well, you're davening Friday night because you got it. You have a chiyuv
to the Shabbos. Yeah. That's what kiddush is.
Yeah, I know, but that's coincidental.
Kiddush all yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Right, Midrabanan, and they said, to do it over wine. So therefore, I don't see too many of you holding a cup of wine during Shmon Esrei Friday night. But I'm saying, so maybe some will say, you should dafka not, because then you're not doing the mitzvah properly. But either we'll get to other answers, but this is what the chasim. See, I don't even know if you need
this. Say good Shabbos to someone else.
Yeah, we'll get to that. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger. Then that would be one of the suggestions also. That's where the minig's based on. But you don't even have to have negative kavana. You just don't have to have positive. That's a separate machlokas. You need negative kavana, or just being neutral is enough. But independently, I'm saying most people don't know. They don't even know. Like they could be yotze kiddush. I'm just saying, practically speaking, most people don't have a mind to be yotze kiddush Friday night. They're just davening Meirah. What did you just do? I davened Meirah. They don't say, you know, I just made kiddush. So I'm just saying anyway. So the bottom line is, we don't have kavana, whether on purpose or just neutral. We just don't. That's not what we're doing. And therefore, that's why the only time we judge the Magen Avraham Raya. How does he know you even yotze b'dvarim? Because he says when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, what do? Where's the Kiddush? We still have a mitzvah in our Torah of Kiddush on Shabbos. So he says, you yotze in Kiddush. We see you could be yotze with Kiddush Friday night when it's Yom Kippur. So we see if it works that week, it works all the weeks. So in Yom Kippur, there's no option. Meaning people might think that, in fact, that's a discussion. Should the Gabbai Kop tell people have Kavana this week when Yom Kippur falls out on? There's other pshat than maybe there is no chi of a kiddush, but I'm saying according to the Magen, assuming like the Magen Avraham, that if you then maybe there should be an announcement. Like no one, I haven't been in the shul where they announce have a mind to be yotze kiddush Friday night in your Shmon Esrei, because that's what people aren't doing now. You know, we're doing it. You know, we might be doing it. That's why we have, that's why some shuls have making kiddush in shul, but that's separate. That's not about the Magen Avraham. He's talking about your actual Shmon Esrei. That has to do with the issue of making kiddush in shul. That's a separate debate. That's the Gemara and Pesachim. So either way, so the Chasam Sofer says it's no problem. You don't have. See, the Dogel Mavara was assuming yotze kiddush. Either you both. You have your wife daven. Either you're both good or you're both no good. Either way, you're on the same level, and therefore it's not a problem. The Chasim Sofer says, you probably don't even need negative kavanah because you're not even thinking to be, but assuming you were, then have a kavanah not to, but either way, just have a mind not to be yotze kiddush. So, you know, you're still chayim in HaTorah when you get home. That's the Chasim Sofer's approach. Number three is based on Rabbi Kiku Eger, based on the rush. That we have a principle in halacha called Shomea Ka'one, and nothing to do with Kiddush, I mean, not limited to Kiddush, but basically you listen, every person in the room, every adult over 12 or 13, is chayiv in Kiddush Friday night. Yet usually, again, different minhagim, but if everyone says their own Kiddush, and usually every woman doesn't say her own Kiddush, and most places everyone in the table doesn't say. Among Hasidim, more people make Kiddush. But the bottom line is, let's assume you're not making Kiddush, and most people are just listening to Kiddush. So how you yotze Kiddush? The obligation is to make Kiddush, not to listen to Kiddush. So that's a special halacha we have. Shomea Ka'ona, the Kiddush of, by listening, it's like whatever the lemdis is, the bottom line is, by listening to your Kiddush, or to someone else, it seems like you're saying it, and you get your mitzvah and Torah of Kiddush. So how did what Shomei Akona is when we're both? I haven't made Kiddush. You haven't made Kiddush. We all come in equal.
Same level of obligation.
Yeah, but same. Not only same level, but I haven't done it yet. Even as in contrast to Yatza Motzi, the other principle is Yatza. Even though let's say I fulfill my mitzvah of Kiddush, but
I'm not. Things like shofar and Megillah, where the guy, or shofar for sure, where the guy makes a bracha, who's already blown it for 50 different people, and he's still making a bracha.
Yeah, that's the principle of Yatza Motzi.
Not Lechatchila.
Oh, no, the other person should be listening.
The other person,
Very good. Okay.
Yeah. When I'm blowing for the second, third, fourth, fifth time.
Yeah. If someone else makes the bracha.
But the bottom line is...
If no one else is saying bracha, then I say
bracha. Right, so that's the halacha. The bottom line is yatza motzi. Even though he blew shofar 100 times, even with the bracha, 101 times he can make a bracha.
Okay.
You know, whether you try to get the person who's listening, but that's just the din l'chadchila. The halacha of yatza motzi is I could even make the bracha. Because why? Because kol yisrael reivim zel. And to every Jew in Hamilton has heard shofar, I haven't fulfilled my mitzvah. You know, every Jew has heard Kiddush Friday night, my Kiev isn't over. So therefore, that's what I mean by, we're all, so Yatza means I already
it's
did my mitzvah.
You become a Lubavitcher.
So therefore, that's in the case where I perform my personal shofar or Kiddush, whatever we're talking about, But since every Jew is responsible for one another, I still have to ensure everyone else. Yeah, so therefore, so that's the principle of Yatzamotzi. So the question is, so let's assume the assumption of the Magen Avraham is correct, that I did fulfill my mitzvah of Kiddush. Okay, so what? Yatzamotzi, now I'm going to go fulfill my mitzvah of Kiddush. So the Shai would, the issue is because the Rush writes in Brachas that perhaps it doesn't apply to Nashim. Call Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. So if it doesn't apply to women, so then it would be a problem. So comes along Rabbi Akiva Hager and says it's not a problem. He says, when do we say a rapist doesn't apply to women if they're exempt from the mitzvah? If the woman's not, let's say, lulav, so then you can. But since the chayev and kiddush, they're included in a rapist.